You're listening to All Chat with me, the third episode. We'll go straight to it. So we're sat in Kingston with a very lovely special guest last week. We're sat on the grass, and the grass we sat on was actually next to this cafe called Cappuccino, hence the title of the episode. So we'll head over to the Cappuccino Cafe. Okay, so we're sat here somewhere in Kingston at the riverside. In a sunny day, I'm here with my guest who's struggling with some flies right now.
Hiya! I can't!
Himjuji.
Okay.
Coco Chanel?
Yes.
That's your name?
Yes, that is.
Okay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm suffering from heat stroke, but I'm okay.
It is a very sunny day today. I'm wearing like a jumper and like trousers.
Bad fashion
and I'm actually
choices.
Burning. Yeah. Okay, we'll start off with this question. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in your life? Yeah.
Not too many embarrassing things have happened actually. Ah, I've awkwardly hugged people from behind.
Yeah.
Who don't seem to be who they were. I've
really?
Called other Asian people mum in the supermarket. And put stuff in their trolley, thinking.
Oh my god!
Mom.
Does that happen quite regularly?
Okay, it happened quite recently.
Oh, and quite recently, not when you're like really young.
No, quite recently. Oh, I just pretended not to speak Korean, so it's okay.
Well, what did you put in the trolley?
What is this PG? I put soju.
Soju.
You
put soju in like strangers' trolleys. You're gonna pay for my drinks or what?
Yep.
Oh
I
god.
Did.
That is actually a lot more embarrassing than I initially thought.
Yep.
Now that you've revealed the content of it.
Yep.
How many bottles?
I put two in. Two is not too bad.
That's not bad.
And one was flavoured, so it's not as, you know. It doesn't make me look too bad.
Well, at least it wasn't like a full like, you know.
Those six-pack bottles.
Yeah. Or like those boxes where you got like 24 bottles of soju. Okay.
Yes, it wasn't too bad.
But you're not much of a drinker though, are you?
No, not really. I do occasionally like a glass of wine. I've gotten into wine recently.
Well, quite recently. So what were you into before?
Soju.
Whoa, I thought... Well,
no, and cocktails. I've got really sweet tooth, so I like...
Yeah,
sweet things. So just cocktails in general.
What's your favorite cocktail?
Sex on the beach.
Okay.
From Spoons.
Did you have to emphasize sex there?
No.
Sex on
from
the beach.
Spoons, the
from
pitcher.
Spoons.
The
oh, the pitcher.
Pitcher is
yeah.
The best thing.
Yeah.
I need four straws in there.
All for yourself.
All for myself. All for myself.
Torpedo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was I gonna say? What about Pimm's? You into Pimm's?
I do like Pimm's, but I don't like the soggy strawberries and stuff. The weird bits of fruit that float around.
Yeah.
I don't like it when it gets soggy. I like the oranges, just not the mushy strawberries. And I hate when people put cucumber in Pimm's.
Ooh.
That's a no-go.
That's the next thing I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you about cucumbers.
That's a no-go. Yeah. I like cucumbers, but not in drinks. So like cucumber water, you know, those fancy glasses of water.
Yeah.
I hate it.
That's why you use that to wash your hands.
Do you not drink it?
Oh, no. No. Oh, no, that's the one with lemon.
Yeah, that's the one at Chinese restaurants where you dip your fingers in.
Yeah.
And wipe it on your trousers.
I have drunk that before.
What?
But obviously, without, before...
put your fingers
in. Yeah, so...
You do not? I heard they recycled that water, so
oh
I'm not
gosh.
Too sure.
Really?
Disgusting.
Chinese people.
Don't say that. No, it's okay, we're right.
What about... What about G&T? What about gin and tonic?
Oh,
you look like someone who would fancy a glass of
G&T every now and then.
Yeah.
I like flavored gins, and I have yet to try some flavors. I've had orange gin before.
Orange gin.
Orange gin and tonic. That was quite nice.
Okay, I don't think I've ever had that before.
Yeah, but I'm not this brand new. Actually, my club I used to go to had it.
Do you like flavored stuff?
I love it. Just if it's sweet, I'll have it.
Okay.
So I can't have even like soju. I like the flavored ones because they're sweet.
Those are the ones that give you like the worst headaches. Afterwards.
I know, but they're sweet. So it works out. I will
as
deal
long
with
as
the pain
sweet.
The next day. Yeah.
Okay.
As long as I can actually swallow it, I'm good.
We're drinking some bubble tea right now as we speak. Mm. And what flavour did you get today?
I got passion fruit Yakult.
How's it taste?
Coconut jelly.
Is it? Do you recommend it?
I do recommend it. Mm. It's my number one recommendation for summer days.
Oh really?
Summer days, yeah.
Do you like to cook?
No.
Okay, we'll end it there. Have you ever cooked anything?
Of course.
Like what?
I can cook Japanese food really well, actually.
Like raw fish?
No.
So you just...
No.
You just bunch up rice and then just put like pieces of salmon on it.
Now you explain it like that, I think I could. Mm. I think I could.
Okay.
But I can do like teriyakis really well.
Really?
Yeah, like salmon teriyaki.
How would you make the sauce?
This is a cooking show. What if I tell you
it's kitchen nightmares. Hell's Kitchen.
I'm not even joking. I literally just chuck in ingredients as I see it.
You're that.
A little bit of garlic, a little bit of soy sauce, some honey, sugar.
Yeah. And it comes out okay?
It comes out okay every time, which is why I know I can do it.
Bit of a MSG at the end.
I don't use MSG.
Do you not?
MSG. No, of course not.
A little bit of MSG is
it's too expensive to buy MSG anyway.
Mm. Teriyaki. Okay. Well, that's new, actually. Anything else you've cooked or you'd like to cook in the future?
I'm really bad at making ramyeon. Really bad.
Really?
I can never get the water right. Ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It sucks.
I mean, to be fair, it depends on the size of the pot, right?
Exactly. But everyone thinks you should know how to do the water.
Well, I mean, no, I'm amazing at cooking ramen.
All right.
I can get the water right, you know.
Ooh,
and then,
confidence. Okay.
No, for real. Like, and the best tip I have is that you boil the water beforehand mm-hmm. in the, you know, the what do you call it? The coffee.
The bottle? The what?
The boil, 그거 있잖아. 그, 뭐지? 물 끓여주는 거 있잖아. 커피 포트?
The kettle.
The kettle. No.
Coffee pot.
아니야, 커피 포트라 그래 원래.
No, I've never heard that in my life. Oh, can you just turn on the coffee pot?
No. Obviously, that's not. It's kettle. Not like, it's like an English expression. But in 한국에서는 커피 포트라 그러지. Yeah.
Coffee pot.
Yeah.
All right. I'm British.
Anyway, yeah, you boil the water first, and then you pour it into the pot, so that when you boil the water, it's already been boiled hot. So it takes literally like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I do
seconds.
That.
Oh, you do that?
I do that, but then when I'm pouring out the water from the kettle, I don't know how much water I'm putting in. And then like things like ramen with the soup base.
Yeah. How do you like... You mess it up. How do you like the noodle though? Like...
Crispy. I like it.
Crispy?
Yeah.
Ah.
I like it chewy.
Yeah,
me too. I like it really chewy. And the soup, because I overpour the water, you can't really pour out the soup after. So you forget. The taste
is
gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I need lessons.
No,
I can
tell I'm talking to a real amateur
ramen
cooker.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So when you...
do you put eggs in there?
No. Ew, no. No.
Really?
No. I can't do it. I don't like it when the egg froze and it's just mushy.
Yeah.
And there's no soup because it's just egg. And it's like a fucking omelet in a pan with like ramyeon inside.
Oh really? I mean, I love eggs, so I just love the omelette vibe. That's
really?
Going on. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not the biggest fan of eggs.
Okay.
Interesting fact for you.
Well, it says a lot when you say that you're not good at cooking ramen. Which
I don't
is the
eat
most
much
basic.
Ramen anyway, so it's not too bad.
Okay.
It's not a go-to of mine.
So. What's your go-to food?
I just sleep. I just sleep off the hunger.
That's
and
a good.
Deal with it the next day.
That's a good slogan, actually. You just sleep off
the hunger.
The hunger,
yeah, exactly. Catch up on sleep.
Mm. I heard you've been.
Lets you lose weight.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I heard you've lost your appetite for the past 3 days.
No.
Any story behind that?
No, I'm just being lazy shit, that's
okay. You're just too lazy to eat.
No, a lot of girls will get me. There are just days where you just cannot be bothered to eat and you're not fingering anything. You don't wanna. It's just one of those days.
Really? Mm. So you just have like what, one meal a day?
Yeah. Mm. Or some fruit on the side.
Mm.
Just to keep my mouth busy, but nothing like actual substantial.
Mm. You're not like on a diet or anything?
Nah, I should.
No, I don't think you should.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Coco? if that is your real name. Most memorable birthday of yours?
Oh.
Of your storied life?
See, funny story, I don't really like birthdays. I don't like being the center of attention. I get really insecure like when people give me those presents, and I like it, but I don't know.
You like it, but you're like, oh, but where's the receipt though? Right? I could do with some cash.
It's just I don't like making a big deal out of it. And as you pass 21.
Oh yeah. To be fair, I fully agree. Yeah, it's like why are we celebrating getting old? You
exactly.
Know,
right? Well, I think one of the best birthdays I had was when I was turned 9.
Mm.
And my parents booked out.
You remember?
Yeah. Because it was it was such a big birthday. I think my parents booked out a massive bowling alley just for me.
Yeah.
And I invited like a bunch of friends. And it was just these typical like kids' parties where you have like really badly cooked chicken nuggets and chips after. But that was a fun one. I've got loads of pictures from it, it's quite cute. I did like that.
So your most memorable birthday is when you were 9.
Yeah.
And since then you've just been going downhill.
Yeah.
So Coco, what would your perfect day be like?
Literally just to sleep. But not in my own bed, like in a hotel. Like a spa retreat, you know.
Yeah, I would love that actually.
Oh, and just not have any responsibilities. Literally no one message me. And whoever I'm with, just chill.
Mm.
Like, it could be my best friend.
Yeah. Because, you know, you spend most days, you know, you're just labouring, you know.
Yeah, I'm studying and working on my perfume bottle designs.
Exactly, yeah.
And getting continuous emails asking me to work with them. You know, I've rejected Dior so many times. Told them to piss off.
Yeah, so it could be good to have a nice
just
kind
a
of
nice day. Just
retreat.
So I can just read and lie down in a nice air-conned room with loads of natural light. Oh, that's like my perfect day. Don't have to do makeup.
What would you read?
A really, really like cliche romance novel. The saucy ones. I love them.
Like 50 Shades of Grey kind of thing.
No, I actually don't read that because I think movies ruin books.
Oh really?
So I watched part of the movie and got a bit cringed out.
I've got the entire thing. I've got the whole book series at home. If you like to rent it.
Yeah, you have the whole book series?
Oh no, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to...
Oh yeah, okay. Nice save.
No. It belongs to either my mum or my dad, but
yeah,
I don't know
nice
which.
Save.
And
nice
it's kind of awkward to ask them, you know, who bought these.
Yeah, we all know it's underneath your pillow. You read a page every night.
Because you should have your neck and head above the rest of your body when you're sleeping to keep a good posture.
Oh, okay.
And
really?
Have a nice flow of blood.
I was told no pillow.
Oh,
so I just flat, yeah.
Is that what you do?
No, I have my pillow. I sleep face down in it.
Yeah, maybe you should try sleeping without a pillow and just see what happens.
No, I think, maybe actually.
Actually, sometimes, because I'm quite a rough, sensitive sleeper.
Yeah.
That I'll struggle to fall asleep for like hours.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, you know what, I'll try without the pillow. I'll just have my head like lying flat on the bed. And that's when I can kind of go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's good for your posture because it aligns your spine really nicely.
Mm. There's some really good content we've just got there.
Oh, I know. Sleep, lucky listeners.
Yeah,
lucky.
Sleep analysis.
Yeah.
Mm.
Lucky.
Have you got any trips coming up? Any holidays?
No. I don't. I actually have been talking about to my two best friends and we're thinking just to type in the cheapest train tickets and just go anywhere, even if you haven't heard of it, just go to the cheapest place and just book
it
in and just be dumped, just arrive at a really, really random train station and not know what to do.
Exactly.
And just explore. And apparently it's quite fun.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about doing that, going away for a night and 2 days and suffer, but it sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
As long as the weather's good.
Yeah.
You might as well at this point, right?
Yeah. So I'll probably see you down in like Skegness or something. Like
Luton.
Yeah, somewhere exotic.
Coventry.
Like that. Yeah, Coventry, you know.
Slough.
See that.
How
dull is that? No, because I think that's a really good shout, because I've seen people who arrive at the airport without any plane tickets and they'd be like, just get us the next available flight.
Yeah.
Or the next cheapest flight.
No,
available.
I think that's quite fun.
Yeah.
You just deal with it as it goes.
Yeah.
I think that's such like a memorable trip.
Mm. I think there was like a couple I know that actually did that and ended up in a rural part of America.
Ah.
And they actually spend like a week there, and they're like the whale of a time.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I think if you're with the right people and the right mindset, I think you can make anything really fun. Even if it could be like the worst place, but if you're with the best people,
if you're at the worst place,
but if you're with the good right people,
yeah,
I could literally be in like a really run down skate park and still have a whale of a time, like pushing people down. They're the right people, you know.
So the right people, but like bad people.
Basically. As long as I'm comfortable, I think it'd be good.
Yeah. No, I fully agree with that.
Yeah, I think we're gonna try it.
Now I'm really striving for. Thirsting for a holiday now.
Mm.
I think we've had some trips cancelled, haven't we?
Yeah.
Last minute lockdowns.
Devastated.
Yeah.
Devastated.
I was actually meant to go to Korea next month, but
really,
you know, had you to scrap that. I can no, I can't because I'm moving jobs and you know there's still like a 2-week quarantine down in Korea.
Yeah, so you don't have to quarantine when. Actually, no. South Korea's not on the green list for the UK.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
UK put up a list of like green countries where you don't have to quarantine when you get back.
Yeah.
South Korea's not on it.
So 2-week quarantine in South Korea and 2-week quarantine back in the UK.
Back in the UK.
I was going to ask you, like, what is your favourite hobby? But you're obviously going to say, like, sleeping. So.
Yeah. I actually do walks just with people and chatting.
Yeah.
That's nice. Then.
Like today, I think we've been walking to find a good quiet spot for like 2 hours straight. We ended up here. We're just sat in the on the grass, really, next to.
And I'm just praying for no bugs.
Yeah,
no bugs or pigeons.
Yeah, what happened like earlier? Like some weird fly thing.
Dragonfly was dying in front of us.
Yeah, a dead dragonfly just slowly kind
floated
down. In the
literally,
middle of us.
Just no, it's not funny.
Mm.
That was actually terrifying.
You scared of bugs?
I'm absolutely terrified.
What's your most hated
bug?
Yeah.
It has to be spiders or wasps.
Mm.
Spiders, I can deal with tarantulas. Tarantulas I'm not scared of. I can actually hold them. I'm not, because I see tarantulas as animals. Mm. I don't see them as a bug. Mm. But you know those pesky little house spiders that they're like on your ceiling 1 minute and then you look back with a tissue or like a fly zapper and it's gone. That is like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hate spiders.
I can't
honestly.
Deal with it. I can't.
Yeah.
I would literally throw away my family if there was a spider.
What about roaches?
You haven't seen one yet.
You've never seen one in your life.
A cockroach.
Well, you should come to Taiwan. No, I'll show you a good time.
Say no. See, because I've never seen one, I'm not too scared of it. But I have seen a video of like a flying one going through the camera.
In like
and that gave me heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, it's I think it's the ones in like Australia.
Ugh.
The ones that actually fly.
Ew! It's the fluttering sound as well.
Yeah.
I just don't like. Oh no. Yeah. That. Ugh! That literally makes me want to cry.
You have like snakes coming out of the toilet in Australia as well.
I like snakes.
You like snakes.
Yeah.
I like snakes too.
I like snakes.
I've held them numerous times.
Yeah, I wanted to get a pet snake, and my mom told me off because I asked to change her kimchi dingdango, like a kimchi fridge, into a frozen mice.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
I asked her if I could put the frozen mice in it for my snake, and she
you
told
savage.
Me. I most likely got slapped with a wooden spoon on my head.
You should have just done it without asking
I
her.
No, I should have, but at that
she
time,
just opens up for some kimchi, some nice round of kimchi.
But then I genuinely think I would have been disowned. I think she would have kicked me out with the fridge.
She probably would have forced you to eat those dead mice.
Oh, she's not that mean. She'd probably make me bin the snake, though, flush it down the loo.
Yeah. Actually, one of my tutors, American tutors, had a pet snake,
mm-hmm.
right? But then every week he would go to the pet shop and get a nice, fresh hamster.
You're joking.
And then he would feed those hamsters to the snake.
Alive?
I would hope not. I don't know, actually. Probably.
They'd probably be alive because they don't sell dead hamsters at the pet shop.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
But that's what he did. Yeah, he had like a huge, those anaconda kind of snakes.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And those sacrificial hamsters.
Oh my gosh, why? That's so mean.
I mean, yeah, he was a... I mean,
give me his name. I'm gonna report him for animal cruelty and put your name down.
I haven't spoken
as witness.
I haven't spoken to him in like 15 years, but
more,
if
more the reason to do so.
Yeah, if you're listening to the show, if he's listening to the show, I'd like to give a shout
that
out.
That is
to,
wrong.
He was the one who taught me English. Actually, he was my English tutor. But regardless, feeding hamsters.
Sound like a psychopath.
Yeah, he could have been. It could have been. He loved.
So mean.
He loved cheesecakes, and he also loved feeding live hamsters to his pet snake. So. Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope when he goes to hell, he gets eaten by hamsters. That'd be a good way to go for it.
Yeah. Oh, no, there shouldn't be any hamsters in hell, to be fair. Yeah.
True.
They're nice animals.
Very true.
Yeah. I'll stop talking about hamsters. have you got any pets? No?
I've got a dog.
You got a doggo?
Yeah,
got a dodge.
I've got a doggo.
Yeah? What is he?
He's a greyhound.
Okay.
He's an ex-racing greyhound, and he's very, very good looking. We have dogs swoon over him, literally.
He is a very I've seen him in a couple of times, and he is a very good looking dog.
Very handsome. Very, very muscular. A lot of dog owners call him Arnold.
Yeah. Arnold. Definitely.
How do you say his surname?
Schwarzenegger.
I had a husky that's obsessed with Gilbert the other day, and his owners are hilarious. She's 18 years old. Husky, 18-year-old
wow.
husky.
Wow. Really, what's that really in human age?
Very, very old.
Like very the old. Queen kind of old.
Yeah, very old.
Yeah.
It's either
a bit of a cougar then.
13 or 18, I cannot remember which one it was. But she whines and whines and whines, and like tries to climb onto Gilbert, tries to get a cuddle in, a little lick in. Absolutely obsessed with him. He's actually quite cute.
Quite a cougar dog.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gilbert clearly doesn't like her.
Yeah, but I don't blame that old dog.
Yeah,
really,
he's
I mean,
such a good looking dog.
Yeah, it looks like a horse. It's got like a muscles of a horse, you know.
Yeah.
He's got a very nice color in him.
He is one of a kind.
And quite hyper, as
he
well.
He can be, but he sleeps for about 20 hours a day.
One thing I've noticed is that he is he knows he's a good-looking guy, so he loves the ladies.
He does love the ladies, boy.
He doesn't like guys.
Not
he doesn't
at all.
Like hanging out with
Not
guys.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So if you sit down and have one-on-one time with him, he'll get to like you. But yeah, he's such a ladies' girl. Ladies' guy.
Maybe we should have him on the show sometime.
You could.
Yeah.
You should.
Could have like a live.
I'm sure, he has a lot to say.
Yeah. A live barking session.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. I'm not even joking.
Yeah. How old is he now?
He's just turned four.
Still,
he's in his prime.
Yeah. He is a big dog.
Oh, I miss him.
You should have brought him out today.
I know I should have, but he's not really good with people and unseen places.
Yeah, I don't think he would like me that much, to be honest.
No,
yeah.
He would hate you.
Why would he hate me?
Because you're a psychopath.
Okay.
A joke. Yeah, he just doesn't like men.
If you're stranded on an island, an island, and you could have only one item, what would you take?
I could take this the really morbid route.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could take this the really sensible route.
Let's go with the morbid one.
Just overdose on cow paw or something. I just can't survive. I'm pathetic. I'm actually pathetic.
How long do you think you will last? If you're by yourself, stranded.
I'd probably just sleep.
I mean, to be...
Yeah, I'm not joking. I'd probably sleep and something would get me the night.
I mean, like, you're quite a scientific person. You've said yourself.
Yeah.
So you can not, like, make a fire or, like, build a hut, you know, a shade.
Well, that's all manual labour. Okay. If I go down the sensible route, then I'll take a pocket knife, you know, with all the little things.
Swiss Army knife,
Yeah. Then...
What would you do with it?
I don't know, like, cut some twigs.
Like cut your eyebrows maybe? Just
make some designs in the sand.
Oh yeah.
Bottles.
Yeah.
My career needs to keep it going, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
No, I just don't think I'd be able to survive a day or night. I think I would physically because your body is capable of doing that, but...
Mm. I'll probably say Maybe like a week.
A week?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
What would you take? What would your one thing be?
What would I take? The tables have turned.
I changed my answer to matches.
Matches?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No. Yeah. I don't know. Do I have to choose? Can I have three items?
Okay, you can have three. So you have an army knife, you'll have, and then you have matches.
No, you know those stones that make fire? I don't know how to use them.
Why don't you just take a lighter then? It'd be so much easier.
Lighter runs out as well, no?
Oh.
And you know what? I don't even know how to use a lighter. Matches. I'm actually scared of lighters. I don't know how really? To use them. Unless I get, you know, those Korean ones. You know the ones that
are
like...
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
What are
no.
they called?
Torches.
Yeah, the, like the long one though.
Mm.
The ones that Koreans use to like light birthday candles and candles in the house.
Yeah, like a torch.
Yeah,
kind of
the
new
yeah. ones. Yeah.
That's
I'll take that.
It's a very sensible answer, actually.
Mm-hmm. That would last a bit longer.
I think I've seen, you know, those electric lighters as well, where you do it and then it's like a, you have like a line of electric.
The one that's
light
like,
going on.
Mm, like, the ones like that blue. stun people, like policemen use. These electric stun guns where it's like a zap and it's like electric thing.
Yeah, kind of, but like a tiny version of it, basically.
Ooh, okay, I like that one. I'll take that.
Yeah, so it, like, you know, no wind can ever kind of, you know, erase
that. If I'm done with myself.
You get bored of sleeping and then maybe.
Yeah, I'd actually get mad.
Could go down that route, but.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What would you take?
What would I take? What would I take? Probably a phone, so I can play games. when I'm in the toilet, maybe. Because I'll get bored, you know, like. If I'm, an
so you
island.
Made yourself a toilet on the side.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing I would make, a toilet.
How would you charge your phone though?
Ah, that's an interesting question.
You dumb.
I'll take two things then: a phone and a portable charger.
How long will the portable
And then a
charger
portable charger for the portable charger. And let's go.
You should
up.
Get a solar panel charger.
Ooh.
That is flipping clever.
Yeah.
I've literally just changed the whole...
complexion
yeah.
of the... You just changed
solar
the game.
Solar panels. Why did I not think of that?
Because it's not really in demand right now. It's not really kind of like a generalized thing still.
Damn. Mm. Okay. Well, that should be a thing.
Okay, so...
Man, my ankles are so pale.
They are, actually.
They're glowing.
They're, like, paler than, like, other parts of your body.
Thank you.
It's like your complexion, like, kind of goes paler like as it goes down.
Ombre.
You're like a human Photoshop. You're like a human paint. Oh,
ombre.
God.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's... move on from my ankle.
Yeah, so how do you keep your ankle so pale? That's my next question.
I don't. Oh, I wear socks.
Do you wear? How thick are your socks?
They're
are they
thin
like,
enough to get the sun rays off them.
Yeah.
And I rarely wear shorts and skirts, so.
Do you not like wearing? Do you not like tanning?
Yeah, I'm not a big tanning fan.
Mm.
So I saw a picture of myself when I was 13 in my photo albums, and I.
What? Because you're like so.
I was brown.
Really?
Like, it wasn't even like a nice tan. It was brown.
That was kind of like kind of refugee kind of.
Yeah, brown. Vibe. Like yeah. brown.
Yeah.
Like glowing brown. Like foundation color, like 7. I don't even know. It was actually ridiculous.
So what's happened since then? You've
peeled off my skin.
Peeled off your skin.
Exfoliation. Yeah. No, and then from then on, I think I just was more aware of what I'm doing. But as I drive now, my hands have gone really tanned.
Yeah.
And
my
right side, my arm and my neck have gone tanned.
Yeah. I can finally understand, now that I've got a car with a lot of dents there. I can finally understand why those Korean taxi drivers have those...
The gloves.
Those arm, long arm sleeve things.
Yeah.
Like those ridiculously ugly ones. Yeah, I can see why they do that.
Because it's such a bad tan line. It's just,
yeah.
I'm not happy.
You do still have pale arms though. I mean, compared to mine, mine's like, I'm like...
Yeah, but yours is
like Egyptian kind of.
Egyptian tan, alright.
Yeah. Because I think I do tan quite
Oh, do you tan?
Yeah,
there's some Asians who don't tan, they just burn.
Yeah.
They stay the same colour, quite a few.
I think for me, my face doesn't really tan, but the rest of my body does.
Or is that what you think?
Yeah, that's what I think. But, okay, probably. Okay, maybe not then.
I tan quite quickly. So even sitting out here, I'm probably tanning as we speak.
We've got like those tanning chairs while we're at it.
All those, you know? Asian umbrellas, you know? Those umbrellas that people wear.
Yeah, yeah. That's literally the most, that's just an Asian thing, isn't it?
It's such an Asian thing.
Sunblock umbrellas.
Yeah. UV protection.
Yeah. I actually quite like the Japanese ones though.
The fancy lace ones.
Yeah, no.
The power sword.
What? No, they're like the foldy ones where, you know, like those ones that you can, there's, you know, like a miniature version. Yeah, you put on like the food, you know, like this umbrella things that.
Oh, the ones that come in like pina coladas.
Like a fan almost.
The paper ones. The
yeah.
Oh, very Zhang Qiang, like. So I can't imagine you with that, but okay.
No, I'm saying that's.
Next birthday present.
Okay, let's move on.
I've just seen them in Tiger.
This is never.
This is literally called cocktail umbrellas.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's literally what I'm thinking. This is never going on the podcast. This is not what I imagined, envisioned my image to be like. No. Let's move on. And what'd you have for dinner last night?
Nothing.
So you just had a late lunch.
Oh, I had like one of those snack bite cheeses.
Okay.
The ones that are the size of my thumb.
I had pizza for lunch.
Ooh, see, I'm not the biggest fan of pizza.
You're not a fan of pizza?
I'm not a fan of pizza.
What? Why?
Like, it would never be my go-to. I could have it maybe once every month or two. Just bread and cheese.
I've never actually met someone who has a dislike for pizzas.
Like, I don't dislike it. Like, I don't mind it, but I'm just not. If people are like, oh, should we go have pizza? I'm like, ah.
What about pasta?
Spaghetti? I like pasta.
Yeah.
I like pasta. Mm. Yeah, but I'm just not a big pizza fan. Like, I like it, but I'm not obsessed with it.
Okay.
Mm. And my go-to topping is literally always margarita.
Mm. Okay. What about pineapples?
Yeah. I knew you were going to bring that up. No. I don't actually mind it too much. It's like a 50-50. It depends on my mood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depends on my mood.
Because I'm not even 50-50. Like, I...
Do you like it?
Fucking hate pineapples. It's like the most disgraceful thing. I'm, you know...
Do you just don't like the fruit itself?
To be honest, I don't like pineapples in general.
In general?
Yeah. Not a big fruits guy, actually.
Are you not?
Nah, they're too, I don't know. It's not like a proper meal, but
so would you rather
like
chew on a
snack.
Carrot than an orange?
I love oranges.
That's a fruit!
No, because I love some fruits, okay. like oranges, okay. Tangerines.
They're all the same. Oranges.
Mango,
satsumas.
Don't like dragon fruits.
Oh, I don't like that either. I don't like kiwi.
No, no, me neither. Hey, it's the texture.
It's the texture. It's sand. It's literally flavored sand.
I think the standard for me for all food is the texture. If the texture's shit, then I don't like it.
Oh, for the bananas.
Bananas. I can have it on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't just have it on its own because it's too kind of, what is it? It's like pokpokke.
Really, quite like it.
Yeah. I only have it when I need potassium in my body.
Yeah. Okay. There's like a massive myth behind bananas and potassium. You'd have to eat a lot of bananas to get the needed potassium.
So their containing of potassium is very much overhyped.
I think so, but then people do say if you eat loads of bananas, you could get potassium poisoning, something like that.
And I've also heard that having a banana on an empty stomach in the morning is actually really bad for you.
I used to have that for breakfast at uni. Really?
That explains everything.
Well, the loss of my appetite 4 years later.
Yeah, it's the bananas. It's the morning bananas that killed your appetite.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I like apples, actually.
I like apples. You know, you're not supposed to eat apples at night, though.
Yeah.
It's bad for your digestion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. which is why I resent my mum for feeding me apples before I go to bed. She's like, yeah, no, just that. Which just shoves them up in her face, like, no.
Cut them up and put them in those glass ceramic bowls that every Asian household has.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The green leaves around that rim.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I forgot the name of the brand, but everyone has it.
Everyone has it. It's got, like, flowers and fruit pictures on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, interesting. Okay.
Mm. Have you got any pet peeves?
I've got too many.
Too many?
Way too many.
If you could pick, just on the, from the top of your head. If you could,
people who scuff their feet.
Scuff their feet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like how?
Like, don't lift their feet off the ground. Like, shuffle along.
Mm. Like, can make those noises.
Can you lift your feet? Can you be any lazier?
Yeah, yeah.
Lift up your feet 2 centimeters off the ground.
And it's worse when they're wearing, like, slippers, right?
Yeah. Oh, the
like,
sound of flip-flops.
Oh, flip-flops, yeah.
I don't mind it, but if you're scuffing and flipping at the same time,
yeah.
I hate it. Yeah. That I cannot have. I can't hack that.
You can like, recognize the sound of your family's feet, right? When you're in the house.
Definitely.
So you're, like, your room is upstairs, mm-hmm. and then you hear people coming up the stairs, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, it's Dad.
Yeah.
Or, oh, it's my sister.
Right? I get that, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I can definitely differentiate between footsteps.
Mm. To be fair, I used to, like, scuff my feet a lot. Because, you know, because I've got such long legs.
Oh, so lanky. Oh my god. That's but not an excuse.
I've had a few complaints. Yeah. Or people telling me, oh, he's, you know. I love how we're talking about, like, dragging feet and we just have a guy, like, scuffing along.
Oh, natural background music.
Yeah. So that was our impression of scuffing feet.
Oh,
the sun's gone now.
Ooh, that's cooler. Changed pretty new.
Nice. Like evening edition. like podcast after dark.
The bubble tea, bring up the wine.
This is like the explicit version now. We're going wild.
Oh, I like.
Any other pet peeves?
People who chew gum loudly. Mm. People who chew loudly in general.
Yeah.
And you've got...
What?
I it's gone. Yeah, so... Yeah, people who... Dup, God, yeah.
My mom does that, actually.
Oh, I can't. Like, I'm so sorry, but I cannot eat facing... If I have to eat, it's like, eat with someone like that, I have to sit next to them, so I'm not facing them. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and it's... You chop, going on, you can do it a little bit. Like, I know everyone can. And, like, it's impossible to stay silent. But literally those who are actually, like, talking while they're eating.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, chunks of food flying out their mouth. And it actually makes me, like, sick. It makes me physically sick.
Yeah.
And just people chew gum and, like... And, like, try to blow bubbles in a confined space where you know it's going to fly at one point and can potentially get in your hair.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
the worst thing in the world, though, isn't it? Having gum in your hair, stuck your hair, and then...
That's just yay, opso. I think. Just, people who take up pavements in their little groups.
Pavements?
Yeah, pavements for two-way. People going one way and people going the other. Not for people who, a group of gang of four to block up.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And they can see they're holding up everyone, they don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to do the huff, like, you know, the passive-aggressive huff when you walk into the road, give them the side glare, and they carry on walking.
Yeah, yeah.
Pavements are not made for four people in a row to walk down.
Speaking of payments and walking, pavement. Me being a graduate of University of Nottingham, and I think you're from the
I'm from the area.
You're from the from around there, I think.
From around there.
So I'm sure you can kind of agree with me when I say, you know, University of Nottingham has a lot of exchange students from China.
We do.
From Ningbo campus, amongst others.
Just everywhere, Hong Kong, Taiwan, everywhere.
Yeah, and you're walking down the campus, and the one thing I've noticed or experienced is that I'm not bashing Chinese people. I love you, Chinese listeners everywhere, you know, from Beijing to Shanghai, but they are probably the most, they're probably the slowest walking people alive.
Because they're playing games on their phones.
Sometimes.
They're stopping and taking pictures of themselves every second.
Sometimes they're just chatting to themselves, right?
No.
Amongst themselves.
Yeah.
But they're walking, literally, like, they're not, they're, like, crawling.
Yeah, no.
And I think we had, like, an app university app where you people just complain about
people.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And that was one of the biggest topics there. It's got like thousands of likes.
I'm not going to lie. I think I definitely have at one point, under the influence of alcohol, have shouted at them being, move faster! And then get really upset because they didn't understand what I was saying.
Yeah, it's like, you're coming to an English uni, like, you can't speak any English, like, what the hell is going on?
So that's another big pet peeve of mine. Like, I understand you come to the country to go to the uni, but half of them aren't taking the experience of this shit. Like, even, so I used to know a lot of Korean internationals, and they used to only hang out with Koreans.
Yeah.
So they go back to Korea and not have learned an extra word of English at all. I just think it's such a waste to not be able to, like, experience the British culture.
Yeah.
And, like, I was British enough, so I said, I'll take you around, like, we'll do stuff. I've got my own friends, I've got English friends, and they just never were willing to do that.
Mm.
And they'd be against meeting non-Koreans as well, so I was a bit...
Yeah.
But you know, everyone's entitled to what they want. You know, they're paying double what we paid to
come exactly.
It's $2. They can do whatever they want, but I just think it's a waste of experience.
I think Asians in general are quite kind of a closed group.
Mm.
They prefer hanging out in their own language groups,
yeah,
right?
No.
Koreans included.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know.
And I do get that. I get that. But
yeah, I think the message is, like, just open up to, you know, other people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Don't close yourself off straight away.
Yeah, because I have just as much fun hanging out with my British friends
as
I do with Koreans.
No, same. No, definitely.
Best of both worlds, you know? Different cultures.
Exactly.
But, you
exactly.
know, that's what I gotta do to become cultured. And
exactly. I completely agree.
I like your earrings. Just switching gears.
Trying to cut down your edit times. No pauses. All right. Thank you.
Nice shades.
Thanks.
Hey. Oh, this could... This is something... I'm going to ask every single guest, right?
Really?
What is the first thing you notice about a person?
First thing I notice about a person?
Mm.
As in physical traits or as in personality traits?
Why don't you give me both?
One of each?
Yeah.
Ooh. I think... Okay, like speech-wise, just their 말태도.
말태도?
Like their tone of voice.
Yeah.
Like whether it's rude or not. Because
okay.
you know you get some people are quite offish, and that
yeah.
automatically closes me down as well.
Mm.
So if they're not that, if they're quite cold, I tend to be cold. I tend to mirror the tone of voice in most people.
Yeah, no, me too, yeah.
So, like, if someone comes to me and goes, oh, really, like, really nicely, and is really lovely and kind, and, like, quite open and bubbly, I can automatically mirror that and be equally the same, and then catch them straight on. But if you are rude from the start and, like, don't really even tell you do, but you don't really look me in the eye,
yeah.
I will do exactly the same to you.
Yeah.
Exactly the same to you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you will, I will never see you again.
Yeah.
That kind of, I think that's
okay.
the first thing I pick up on.
Mm.
Physical traits, as in, 외모, 외모죠? I don't really know. The hands. Hands. I have a thing about hands.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I like hands.
You like hands?
So I automatically check out the hands if you're holding your phone or not. So if you've got ugly hands, I don't like you. No,
oh,
I joke.
It's a shame if you're listening in and if you've got ugly hands.
Don't come at me.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're off the radar.
I know,
for
you're
this
gonna
one.
Have to unfriend you on Facebook.
You're gonna have to kind of tune out from this point on because she does not like.
But it doesn't mean
ugly
like
hands.
It doesn't mean it doesn't have to be. Oh my god, there's a cat.
That was a cat? I thought that was a dog.
It's a quite fat cat. Not
it's
quite
like a hybrid.
No, but like not just the physical like traits of a hand, it's just how the hands move as well.
Mm.
Like people who pick their fingers, like peel skin off their fingers,
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Going back to pet peeves, I hate people biting their nails.
Oh, see, I'm a pet. I sometimes bite my nails.
Oh,
I never do it in public. I literally do it in bed when I'm watching something and I'm stressed. It's like more of a stress tactic.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to stop the
podcast gonna have to scrap this.
But that's fine. It's okay because I have very lovely hands, so...
Not really.
So. What do you mean? Why?
I'm not going to go into it. I'll leave that to you. You can go look at your hands at home.
I'll go analyse it.
No, you've got okay hands. You've got okay hands.
Okay.
There's a fair few have drop-dead gorgeous hands. And I will literally sort my life for those. touch those hands. No, I'm joking. No, but creepy. Hands. It's just not just physical, like the looks of the hands, but how they use their hands and talk.
Gestures.
Yeah, gestures. Right. I don't like people who over-gesture everything.
Jazz hands.
But then I don't like the ones who literally don't move their hands at all.
Okay.
The ones who pick their fingers.
Ugh. Very specific there.
No, yeah. I know. I'm not going to lie. I think I get a lot from people's hands.
Mm.
I think. You can definitely tell personality from hand movements, I think.
Okay, well, that's new. Mm. I didn't know that you could do that. But I'm sure if you're like
in restaurants, you know, how do they call the waiter? Do they flick their fingers? Do they like snap?
Hey,
exactly. I hate people go. you know those the ones where you flick.
Yeah, and you make a noise.
When your index finger slaps onto your third, it's the lads who do that. I don't get it.
I think I point a lot. Point at people, like...
In a patronizing way?
No. Well, it can be seen as a patronizing way.
Hey.
But more like, kind of like... You know, I just... Like, pointing at people when I'm talking to them, kind of... Just kind of gaining their attention, maybe.
Yeah. Oi.
I'm talking to you, man.
I know. And, like, you get people really... Use their hands really elegantly. Know that they're quite gentle.
Mm.
I think I can get a lot from people's hands.
Okay.
Interesting, huh?
Very interesting. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So like a hand fetish, basically.
I can't believe that's all you got from one.
No, if I had to sum it up in two words, I think that's
hand fetish.
Hand fascination, maybe.
Yeah.
Hand obsession.
Hand judgment. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Judge people's hands. Yeah.
Yeah. So don't be wearing like gloves.
No. You know? Take them off if you're gonna talk.
Take them off. Yeah. Yeah. Show your hands.
Decide how nice I'm going to be.
Yeah. What's your favorite season and why?
Oh, winter.
You 100%. Like winter.
Autumn and winter.
Okay.
Definitely winter though.
Why?
Because I like layering up. I like loads of like summer. You can't keep peeling off clothes, however hot you get. There's so much you can peel off. Whereas winter, you can keep piling those clothes on.
Mm.
I love my winter wardrobe, so I'm obsessed with oversized jumpers.
Yeah, I agree with that because I prefer dressing up. It's much easier, like better to dress up in winter because
your grey coat. Your grey coat.
That amongst other things. I mean, I do love my grey coat, but that's not the only thing I have in the wardrobe. Okay. And
your four pairs of shoes. I seriously think you need to get more shoes.
This being one of the four, one of my cherished possessions. But I've recently went on a big shopping spree.
Yeah.
Helped on by my sister, who picked them up for me.
Yeah.
I've definitely got
steps forward.
Yeah, I've definitely improved my set of clothes.
Mm.
So yeah, kind of look forward to that.
Okay. Yeah. Five pairs of shoes.
No shoes. No shoes yet. Just I didn't have time for that.
Oh man, you need to.
Not a big shoes guy, really.
Oh, as long as you don't buy like Jesus sandals.
Nah, I don't like sandals, really.
Yeah, toes freak me out. Hands, I love toes.
I don't like wearing shoes without socks on.
Oh, same.
It's like, kind of weirds me out.
Actually, no, I do quite like sandals, actually.
Yeah?
My toenails need to be painted, though. It's a girl thing. All the girls listening in will know what I mean.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that whilst I just tune out for a second and then take a rest?
No girls will wear sandals without their toes being pretty with a bit of colour or toenail varnish.
Actually, that does make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. Does make sense. Do you have any guilty pleasures? So like any song, that movie that you secretly love? Don't really tell people about?
See, I don't really hide anything. Like, if you're gonna judge me, you can judge me.
Mm.
But yeah. Oh, I do like High School Musical. I will still watch High School Musical to this day.
That's the one with Sharpay and right?
Yeah. I love how you know the character's name. Clearly it's your guilty pleasure.
No. Let me explain this briefly. I don't want to spend too much time talking about this, but my sister was a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
So she would be on Disney Channel the entire time. So I come back from school and I just sit on the sofa and it's the thing that's on like every time, you know, High School Musical and like what was it? Camp Rock?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, guilty pleasures, old Disney movies like that.
Yeah. To be fair, I did like The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
That was a good show. Oh my gosh, that was such good.
Yeah.
Oh, That's So Raven.
I wasn't really a fan. I didn't like the main character.
I did like it.
It's the one where she's like,
yeah, and she's like, zooms into her eye.
I didn't like that bit. That bit always freaked me out. I was like, no, this is too scary.
That's like the iconic look. Oh, that's so funny.
I wonder what she's up to now. She must be like 40 or something.
She's in another Disney show, actually.
Really? Right,
yeah,
now?
She's old. I love how I know this. She literally owns like a handkerchief for kids, for the new Disney kids.
Oh, okay.
She runs it, kind of thing.
It's not.
Yeah, let's pretend. Let's snip that out, because pretend I didn't know that. It's actually kind of embarrassing.
How were you one of them? Were you?
23 and coming out on Disney. Yeah. You probably pass as a 14-year-old. Not gonna lie.
You do have a young face. To be fair.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you look about 8. If I'm being generous. What do you find attractive in a guy?
What do I find attractive in a guy? Hands. So if I'm going to be holding that hand, it needs to be pretty.
So the texture has to be right as well.
Yeah. It needs to be it's hard to explain what kind of hands. Like, I know it if I know it.
Okay. Maybe I'll attach like a link of this kind of hands. List of hands for the listeners to kind of look.
Yeah. What I find.
We'll ask the public what her favourite hand, her ideal hand would look
Everyone
like.
Everyone send their hands in and judge them. No, I think I look at... I think the biggest turn-off in guys for me is, like, the attitude. Like, how they are to people who work. Like, cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bartenders, restaurants, like, waiters, waitresses. If they're rude, like, you're straight out, I'm gone. Like, don't even talk to me.
Yeah.
That I hate. I don't like pushy guys. I really don't like pushy guys.
Okay.
Physical traits wise, as long as they're taller than me, but that's not that hard. Like, that's really not that hard.
That narrows it down to
90% of the world.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And
it's not like I'm gonna go for a 9-year-old boy, am I? So.
Okay.
Yeah. They just have to be mature, I think.
That's good enough for me. You just answered like 2 questions. They're like turn offs as well as good traits. You were quite nervy at the start, but now you're like enjoying this. You're like proper like chat show kind of. Oh yeah. Just soaking it in. Nice. Which is a shame. Yeah. Which is a shame because now it's the last question I'm gonna ask you. And this is the bit I ask every guest. As the last question, I'm going to ask you what your favourite song of all time is.
Oh, you're going to play it at the end.
And I'm going to play it at the end.
Ooh, favourite song. Okay, my favourite song today, because I was listening to the Throwbacks 2000.
Yeah.
Where's it gone? Is it on me?
I think it's gone inside your shirt.
Are you joking?
I'm joking.
Fuck off. I was going to lay a strip. Chipmunk, Oopsie Daisy. Do you remember the
Chipmunk
song? You'll know when you play it.
Okay.
I literally was listening to the playlist this morning and I fell in love with that. Like, it's such a good throwback song.
I think I know like 2 songs from Chipmunk, but I'm not entirely sure if I know. Can you sing it for us?
No. I will not sing.
Okay.
I'm not going to sing it for you because then it ruins it.
Okay. Not much of a singer.
No, not much of a singer at all.
Well, so how'd you find the show?
Oh, it's fun. I like it.
Yeah.
Invite me again.
Yeah. Any last words for the listeners?
Bye. Thank you for having me.
Okay, well,
goodbye.
Thanks for being on the show.
And per request, here's Oopsie Daisy by Chipmunk.
Oopsie Daisy, I hurt you again. Crushed your heart. Yeah. Here we go again. You messed up once, I messed up twice. But how many times are we gonna try again? The long girl, it's like round and round we go.
Damn,
I so prefer if you left me alone. Cause I can't take the pain, and my heartbeat feels like an 808.
Alright.
fighting, let's not. Before I see red, let's stop. If his hair's ready to end off, I'll find Cupid and put him in a headlock. Like, why did you pick on me? Why let the pretty bird shit on me? I don't need good luck, but I need good love. That's a girl that'll stand by me. And look, honey, I didn't diss you. Therefore, I shouldn't have to miss you. And now I feel like the Saturdays all week are me and my heart got crazy issues. My girl, it's like round and round we go. I'd so prefer if you left me alone. Cause I can't take the pain and now my heartbeat feels like an 808. Oopsie daisy, I hurt you again. Crushed your heart in the palm of your hands. If you got the baby, I'll understand. Cause all I do is hurt you again. I'm okay,
yeah.
They say three times a lady, I say three times crazy. So done with the messing around. Baseball love, free stretch it out. You're too busy trying to catch me out. But I just wanna get a home run. Car touring after a while gets boring. I need to come back to your touch. Look, it's all too much. I guess now we gotta let go. You see me grow from a boy to a man. So this must really be the end of the road. And girl, it's like round and round we go. I'd so prefer if you left me alone. Cause I can't take the pain and my heartbeat feels like an
AOA.
Crushed your heart in the palm of my hands. If you walk out, baby, I'll understand. Cause all I do is hurt you again.